I'm about to tell you three fish stories. Turns out that the troubled waters of fishing tournaments offer more than bass, bream, crappie, and muskie. They also spawn law tales and offer insight into larceny, fraud, and breach of contract. This is not to imply that there's something fishy about every fishing tournament, of course, even though there is. The first fish story takes place in the state of Florida. The prize won for catching the biggest bass. The facts: men caught a large bass in an unrelated lake in the days before the contest. They kept the bass in a cooler. Then the morning of the contest, they moved the fish to the contest lake and caught, in quotes, the fish again. They won the big bass prize. The legal concept? Larceny. Taking possession of money through trickery with the intent to keep the money. A court decided that, yes, the criminal larceny conviction brought against the men would stand. They used the pre-caught fish to win the contest and sail away with the winnings. The court rejected the defense argument that no one should really care because it was just cheating connected with the sporting event. It's time for society to reject any cheating scheme, the court wrote, even one connected with Saturday afternoon pleasantries. Fishing contest 2, several years later, the state Georgia, the prize won for the heaviest lot of 50 pan fish, those fish that fit into a pan. The facts? Contest representatives weighed one man's 50 fish, and he moved into first place. His fish were the heaviest. Another contestant, 3 more fish on his boat than was allowed, tried one combination of 50 fish, all crappies. This wasn't enough to unseat the leader until contest officials allowed the contender to substitute bream for 3 of the fish. That fish mix was enough, and the breaming contender received first prize. The man who'd been in the lead, likely feeling pretty crappie, sued both the contender and contest representatives for fraud, shown when the defendant makes false representations to deceive the plaintiff and the plaintiff loses something by relying on those representations. Here, the plaintiff argued that under the rules, the contestants would catch and use only their original 50 fish. The court, in response, noted that fraud sometimes has a certain subtlety, and given that, found enough evidence to prove deceit, at least. It sent the case back for a new jury instruction, however. And finally, the third story in the surf and turf wars. A tournament in Wisconsin for muskie, in which the plaintiffs caught the biggest muskie. Suspicious contest representatives insisted that the winners take a lie detector test. The winners failed it, so first prize went to someone else. The once winners sued for breach of contract. They'd performed as requested, so, they argued, the defendants breached the contract by awarding prize money to the second-place finishers. A jury heard all the evidence and found a valid breach of contract claim, and an appellate court upheld the jury decision. 3 fish stories, 3 separate legal concepts, all providing 3 different looks at the scales of justice. I'm Amy Guida.